Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Angela Moronci, a member of the Local Community Justice Center, who will be sharing over the next coming weeks valuable legal information for the population on various subjects. Today, we will be speaking about the topic of divorce. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Abigail. How are you?
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. So I know there's a lot of information I'm sure you get asked about the topic of divorce, a situation no couple would like to find themselves in, but I'm sure a lot of questions and a lot of things that people may not be aware of. So if you could start by explaining, how long does a divorce take?
Yeah, sure. So unfortunately, there is no magic number. It all varies and it could be different for each case. It can take weeks, months, or years. It really depends on a variety of factors, like, for example, the reasons for divorce, whether the spouses agree on the issues, and as well as we've seen recently with COVID, the backlog at the court.
Yes, I'm sure with the changing times that we're going through, it definitely would play a part on proceedings like that as well. Can you tell us a little bit about if you need a lawyer for divorce?
So a lawyer has its advantages, but the law does not oblige you to have a lawyer, nor do you, quote unquote, have to go to court. You have the option to go to mediation and regulate the effects of your divorce and get your agreement from mediation certified. Maybe I'll explain a little bit what a mediator is. So a mediator is a neutral party that helps you come to an agreement with your spouse about your divorce. However, if mediation is not feasible or you try mediation and cannot come to an agreement and decide to go to court, you can represent yourself before the judge.
That's very interesting. And do spouses need to go to court to get a divorce?
So divorce can either be by divorce by trial or divorce by agreement. So divorce by trial is when the spouses present themselves before court to dispute what they are asking for from the dissolution of their marriage. Divorce by agreement, however, is when the spouses agree on the issues resulting from the divorce, and thus they don't need to go through a trial. However, once the spouses reach an agreement, the agreement is brought to a judge who verifies that the agreement respects the law. If yes, the agreement is homologated by the court. However, if the agreement does not respect the law, the judge can refuse to give it effect. Usually, spouses divorce by way of trial when there is little chance that they can amicably come to an agreement about the elements of the divorce, or in the case where there is intimidation in the marriage or violence. A court by trial is usually longer, stressful, and more costly than a divorce by agreement.
And do spouses have to be separated before filing for a divorce?
Not necessarily. The law on divorce says you need a motive, a reason for divorce, and the law provides three. Spouses can get divorced for one of three reasons. Either that the spouses have been living apart for at least a year, one spouse has committed adultery, or one spouse has treated the other with physical or mental cruelty.
And you spoke about mental cruelty or physical cruelty. Can you talk a little bit about this and also if the judge would be more severe on a cheating spouse?
So in the case of physical or mental cruelty, we have to look at what exactly is the physical cruelty. So it's exactly that. It is the body being physically abused. Whereas the mental cruelty would factor in with a spouse being intimidated, harassed, berated, what have you. So all those factors would be taken into consideration by the judge, and they would also look at the effects of physicalities or mental abuses on the spouse, the characteristics of the spouse, the frequency and the severity. Those would be taken into consideration, whereas cheating, on the other hand, is just a motive for divorce. The judge doesn't factor in any weight to cheating. You're not going to, quote unquote, pay severely for cheating. It is simply a motive for divorce.